Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, remember this scene from the 2003 film Terminator 3?
We have to shut down Skynet. Where's the system core? Somewhere in this building?
Skynet, the virus has infected Skynet.
Skynet is the virus. It's the reason everything's falling apart.
Skynet has become self-aware. In 1 hour, it will initiate a massive nuclear attack on its enemy.
What enemy?
Us!
Well, an artificial intelligence like Skynet is no longer science fiction. And while engineers may be decades away from creating one that can match or maybe even surpass human intelligence, experts say we should start preparing now to keep an AI in check. From our tech partner IEEE Spectrum, Eliza Strickland explains the risk.
Here's Elon Musk, the entrepreneur behind the electric car company Tesla and the rocket company SpaceX.
I'd like to just keep an eye on what's going on with artificial intelligence. I think there's potentially a dangerous outcome there.
And here's Stephen Hawking, the world's preeminent physicist, talking to the comedian John Oliver.
Artificial intelligence could be a real danger in the not-too-distant future.
I know you're trying to get people to be cautious there, but why should I not be excited about fighting a robot?
You would lose.
If these guys are worried about artificial intelligence, maybe we should be too. I talked to Nick Bostrom, the author of a new book about AI called Superintelligence: Paths, Dangers, Strategies. He told me that once an AI is developed with human-level intelligence, things could get scary in a hurry.
Well, at the moment, it's computer scientists who are doing AI research. If and when machines begin to surpass humans in general intelligence, then the research would increasingly be done by machines. And as they got better, they would also get better at doing the research to make themselves even better.
A superintelligent AI probably wouldn't have any animosity towards humans, Bostrom says. We might simply get in the way as the AI pursued the goals defined in its programming.
If we think about what we are doing to various animal species, it's not so much that we hate them. It's just that we have other uses for their habitats, and they get wiped out as a side effect.
So we need to be very careful about what goals we program into an AI, right? Well, Bostrom says that even seemingly simple goals can backfire. Imagine you're an industrial AI, for example.
Maybe somebody wanted you to run a paperclip factory, and then you succeeded in becoming super intelligent, and now you have this goal of maximizing the number of paperclips in existence. So you would quickly realize that the existence of humans is an impediment. Maybe the humans will take it upon themselves to switch off one day. You want to reduce that probability as much as possible, because if they switch off, there will be fewer paperclips. So you would want to get rid of humans right away.
So what if the humans promised not to turn off the AI?
Even if they wouldn't pose a threat, you still realize that human bodies consist of atoms, and those atoms could be made to make some very nice paperclips.
So are we doomed to become office supplies? Not if the world's best engineers start thinking now about how an artificial intelligence could be given goals that are compatible with human existence. It's a big challenge, Bostrom says. But it could also be the last challenge that we ever have to face.
If we succeeded in developing friendly superintelligence, it could then help solve the problem of how to eliminate the other existential risks.
Harnessing the power of a superintelligence? That's pretty smart. For Here and Now, I'm Eliza Strickland.
And Eliza's reporting comes to us from IEEE Spectrum.